Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. Today is Monday, July 15th, 2019. Strong and frequent activity continues from the Stromboli volcano in Italy, mainly from the center and north crater areas, as well as lava overflows from the collapsed portion of the southwest and northeast terrace area. The lava flows have reached the coastline and are generating abundant incandescent rock falls. The Alaska Volcano Observatory has raised the aviation color code to yellow and the alert level to advisory at the Shishaldin Volcano in Alaska after an increase in seismic activity over the past few weeks, accompanied by elevated surface temperatures at the summit. On the 12th, there was a magnitude 4.6 earthquake in Seattle, Washington, at a depth of 22.3 kilometers. This was the strongest quake to hit the area since 2001. And on the 14th, there was a magnitude 4.0 near Manhattan, Montana, at a depth of 6 kilometers. There has also been over 10,000 tremors in California and Nevada since the magnitude 7.1 that struck Southern California on the 5th. On the 13th, there was a magnitude 6.2 earthquake near Machiques, Colombia, at a depth of 149 kilometers. On the 14th, there was a magnitude 7.3, reduced by the USGS to a 7.0, in Halmahera, Indonesia, at a depth of 10 kilometers. Also on the 14th, there was a magnitude 6.9 reduced to a 6.6 in the Northwest Indian Ocean, off the coast of Australia, at a depth of 10 kilometers. So far, over 19 million people have been affected by severe flooding and landslides in parts of central China since the beginning of flood season this summer. A total of 34,000 homes have been destroyed, and over 1 million acres of crops have been damaged. Over 580,000 people are still in need of emergency aid. On the 10th, 6 people have died and more than 100 were injured after strong winds, tornadoes, and hailstorms hit parts of Greece, causing severe flooding, uprooting trees, and damaging buildings. On the 9th and 10th, more than 60 corellas were found dead, bleeding from their eyes and beaks in Adelaide, Australia. The deaths are being investigated by the Australian government, and poisoning is the suspected cause. But after years of reporting incidents like this, I have noticed that the results are usually never revealed to the public. Thank you all for watching. Don't forget to subscribe and like our Facebook page. And check out my channel on Bitmovio. It's a new censorship-free platform. There you can find all my videos that YouTube removed. I left a link in the description.